Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Laundry Day. We're back. We're back. We're better than
ever. We're always
ever.
Back. Like, can't we just stay?
Oh, hey. You know, we could stay if we didn't take these long breaks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's been 3 weeks. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, two.
Dead ass, James, been 3 weeks.
Wow, shit.
3 fucking weeks.
That's life.
I mean, in a sense, that's life, but, like, that's our fault. My bad. We should have been on this shit. Some things came up. We couldn't get here. We're here now. That's all that matters. Welcome back. It's Lila and James. James and Lila. We're here. We're back and better than ever. Really hype right now.
Yeah, really. Take it easy.
I'm really hype right now. Like, I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, but it's frustrating.
So much
yeah,
to talk
but
about.
It's frustrating me.
Why is it frustrating you?
You
my
always,
excitement frustrates you?
Yeah, like you don't always have
I'm
to.
I'm very excited right now. How often am I just excited and happy?
I'm depressed
you know?
Right now.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Take it back 1,000 notches. Last episode, you said that you had to take, you had to do like a form of therapy because of everything going on. You had to clear your mind and everything. Tell us about that therapy. We never even got to talk about it on here. We talked about it to each other. But like, tell us what that was and explain.
I thought I did talk about
it. No,
that.
You didn't talk about it. I completely interrupted you and kept going with what we were talking about.
Do you want me to talk about
it? Yeah.
All right. It's called float therapy or like sensory deprivation. So what you do is basically the point of it is just to connect with only your mind and have all your other senses turned off. So you basically go into this tank where the water is the same temperature as your skin. And I think there's like 1,100 or 1,200 pounds of salt. So you float and it's completely dark. So you have no, you know, you can't see anything. You don't, you literally feel like you're just floating in midair because you can't even feel the water. I guess you can smell, but still, once you're in that state.
What the fuck are you smelling?
Well, I guess the salt water, but, you know, whatever. So, like, you get into this super state of meditation, like, pretty quick. I did 1.5 hours, I think. Was it 2 hours? Whatever it was. So yeah, it's almost psychedelic. It almost creates a psychedelic state because literally when your mind is able to only focus on one thing, it takes you into basically a psychedelic state. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. And with that being said, you did the same thing that happened in Stranger Things in the show.
I never finished.
Okay. So we're going to jump right into the shows you're sleeping on. And I'm going to play a little beat right here. Hey, hey, shows you're sleeping on. Here we go. Shows you're sleeping on, Stranger Things. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix show about some crazy shit. Some crazy shit goes down. It's awesome. But the little girl that does the crazy shit, I'm not even going to tell you everything. But, like, they talk about what he just did in the show. And they actually show what he did in the show. So go watch that. If you're sleeping on it, if you don't already know, like, there's mad.
They say it's like ancient. They used to find these little tombs with like salt water deposits on the bottom, so that makes sense. But yeah, Stranger Things.
Some real hippie shit.
Stranger, yeah, a hippie made it popular in L.A. I forgot his name.
James is a hippie.
But yeah, Stranger Things is good. I thought Stranger Things was gonna be really bad.
I thought it was gonna be bad too.
But I said, you know what? Let's try this new show. And it was pretty good.
He didn't finish it, though, so how can he say?
I know.
I finished it.
I don't know.
Can't wait for season 2.
I guess it wasn't good enough to finish, in my opinion.
I mean, like, I got where they were going. It just, I can't talk about the show unless you watch it, I guess. Watch the show. It's good. Netflix, like I said. Another show you're sleeping on. Of course, I said it already. With Daredevil, yo.
I thought we talked about this.
Daredevil was so good. I finished it though.
You finished what?
The thing, the amount of episodes that they have. I finished it. I didn't finish the series because they're gonna continue. But it's so good.
I like Daredevil. I like when you put it on because it instantly puts me to sleep.
You know, I wish you were Daredevil. Maybe I'd love you a little bit more.
If I was blind?
If you were blind and a fucking superhero, yeah.
I'd be banging every girl in the whole entire world.
What? Yeah, you'd be banging into them because you can't see.
Oh.
Hey. All right. Next. We are getting into our segment of the day of old news.
Yeah, this is super old news.
We got a bunch of old news because we haven't been here. So it's news, but it's old.
All right. What you got? Come on.
We got. We'll start with Taylor Swift versus Kim K.
Oh, God. Are we going to talk about this? I'm
going to
go to sleep. You go talk about
this. We talked about Kanye West and his clothing line. We have to talk about the celebrity drama.
I feel like we've progressed, though. But go ahead.
What have we progressed to?
I don't know. Not to talk about these fucking people.
Okay, this is, we all know what happened. If you don't know what happened, I can't tell you because I don't know the whole story. But the thing is that Taylor Swift tried to say that she didn't say these things when there's a recording of her saying the things, right? Okay. But then she's mad because she got recorded saying the things she said she didn't say. So what's she more mad at? That she contradicted herself or that they recorded her? I don't know. I don't know if she really even lied. I don't know the whole story, you know? I wish they would just come out and be like, I wish she would just come out and be like, here's what happened, you know? Okay, so it looks bad, you know? This is her. This is Taylor Swift talking. It looks bad, but, you know, I just didn't know what to say. I was under a lot of pressure. I was on the phone with Kanye West, you know? You know who Kanye West is, right? You know? I just feel for her. I don't know. I've never been on the phone with Kanye West. I've never been on the phone with Taylor Swift. But if either of them recorded me while I was on the phone with them, I'd probably be like, that's all right.
I don't like, the Earth would probably be better without the both of them.
I don't know how it would be. I don't think the world would be.
I'm negative today. I got kicked off my ketogenic diet. I'm negative. I'm sorry. I take that back. That was mean.
Like, really? But I'm just like. Apart. I didn't even know what to say to that.
I got knocked off my ketosis. Keep going.
What? Okay. Explain the stuff that you're saying because nobody knows what this shit is. Nobody knows about your cryogenic tank where you froze yourself.
Not cryogenic. I didn't do that.
Or whatever the fuck you're doing. So tell them about your fucking diet, please. Because I don't want to hear about it anymore. Maybe these people want to hear about it.
Well, if I talk about my diet, will we skip the pop culture stuff?
No. We got more news to talk about.
Okay, my diet's boring.
We'll talk about your diet at the end when nobody cares and people have turned it off already.
Oh, all right. That's a deal.
So.
This episode's about to be 4 hours long.
A crane fell on the Tappan Zee Bridge like 2 weeks ago. Yo, a crane from the new Tappan Zee Bridge fell on the old Tappan Zee Bridge. And people are stuck on the bridge for hours.
Yeah. I feel like how have we not perfected cleaning the roads yet? You know what I mean? Like,
they stood there and stared at it for a little while.
Okay. I guess I shouldn't say that because it's technically like you have to investigate that. But even like car crashes, like, just get a fucking bulldozer and take a couple pictures and just sweep it to the side so traffic can move. Like, I don't understand. I really...
A bulldozer? You know how long it'll take for a bulldozer to get over there?
Is that ignorant of me saying that?
Yeah, because where are you going to get the bulldozer from?
I'm not literal a bull... Oh, my God. I'm just saying, there has to be a different method to just... Like, a car accident happens, boom. Okay, we need pictures. Picture, and just get the shit to the side so we can keep it moving, please? Is it me? I don't know. No. Maybe I'm ignorant to that. It's probably just my breath.
God, it stinks in here. No, okay. The thing about, like, they definitely need a better system for that situation, for car accidents. Yeah, they gotta figure some shit out with that. But this whole bridge situation, you're getting off topic. These people were stuck on this bridge for hours.
Yeah.
If this had happened to me, I'm just saying, I always think about me in these situations because I'm the most important person, obviously. So if I was on the bridge driving, crane fell. Bro, jumping off. I'm out of here. I'm jumping off the bridge.
Where?
I'm jumping off the goddamn bridge. There's no way I'm stuck on it. There's no way I'm staying stuck on it, though. If that shit's going down...
Where are you jumping?
Okay, so I'm not going to... Okay, maybe not jumping off. I'm walking back, though. I'm leaving my car in the middle of the road. I'm walking in the direction that I was coming from. I'm trying to get off this shit. You seen Final Destination? When them fucking bridges
honestly, in this point of my life... I wouldn't mind being stuck in traffic for 3 hours. Kick the seat back, blast the AC, have a little light tunes, and I take a fucking nap. I could use a nap.
No, because knowing me, my car's on E already. I'm on the bridge trying to guess where I'm going. That. Car's on E. Got Daisy in the back. She's screaming about, I don't know, blueberries. And what am I going to do? I got to go. I got to get to where I was going, or I got to find another way. Like, I'm leaving my car on the bridge.
How long was this for?
Like, they were stuck on the bridge for like 7-8 hours.
Oh, God, give me those, the hours. Let something collapse on the bridge I'm crossing.
No.
I'll kick that seat back so quick. I always got snacks next to me.
No.
Pistachios.
Mama's gone. Mama's really fucking gone.
All right, what else you got? Unless Why are you referring to yourself as mama?
I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah.
All right, we got to talk about Melania Trump.
Is that how you pronounce her name?
How you pronounce it?
I don't know. I'm asking. Sounds like you just...
It says Melania.
Well, M-E-L-A-N-I-A.
That's her name.
Okay. Cool.
How do you spell her name?
I don't know.
How do you say it?
Melania.
Did he say it the same way I just said it?
Mrs. Trump.
She ain't no... Mrs. Trump. Fuck out of here. I'm not referring to her in any proper way. She ain't anything to me. She's fucking Melania from the block to me. Fuck that bitch. She stole Michelle Obama's speech.
I wrote it and with a little help as possible.
You heard that?
Oh yeah, that was a while ago, but that was funny.
This is old news, guys. Don't forget it. Old news. We're talking about old shit that happened a few weeks ago. Get it right. You know, we didn't get to talk about it then. We're talking about it now. Melania Trump stole Michelle Obama's speech. And you know what? Michelle Obama came to the fucking DNC and shut that shit down with a brand new speech. She didn't plagiarize nothing. She shut that shit down.
She didn't shut shit down. She has speechwriters. They all do.
You gonna have a speechwriter? I wrote your speech for your mom's surprise birthday party.
Wow. He's really You are a fucking liar.
Why are you yelling? You're really gonna say that I didn't write your speech? But I didn't. I'm not taking credit for it because your delivery was what made it on point.
Hold on. Time out. Let me talk for a second.
Let me talk about
something. Lila, you came up with that whole plan?
James, I wrote the speech.
You're a fucking liar.
I wrote the speech, bro.
We're done with the podcast forever because you're lying.
I'm getting a new co-host. Anybody would like to come on and be a co-host with me?
I can't believe you would lie like that.
James, honestly. I wrote your fucking speech. No, we're gonna talk about this off the air.
Wow.
And we're going to come back next week and let you know what the fuck happened.
Okay, yeah.
I wrote his fucking speech.
You fucking lied.
It doesn't matter who writes the speech. This is what I'm getting at. It doesn't matter who writes the speech. It's the delivery. You know,
that's
anybody
not true.
Can write a speech.
That's not true.
Anybody could write a good speech.
I'll tell you what.
But the way she delivered it, she shut that shit down. You know, she wrote that speech. Even if she didn't, Melania Trump didn't write a word of her speech, and she probably had speechwriters too. And they blatantly plagiarized. Blatantly, they took word for word what she said 8 years ago and tried to slap it on like she made that shit up.
Yeah. Well.
That's what the real point of this is. Not that I wrote your speech or anything. It wasn't.
Which you didn't, but.
That's the arguing point. But, I mean, damn.
Yeah, I think it's just it's silly.
0 for Melania Trump, 100 for Michelle Obama. Yeah, she's ahead. I wish she was president.
I don't think there's any point in comparing. I think we're just talking about Melania.
Well, fuck that bitch.
She crying?
What?
Oh. I don't think there's any point in talking about Michelle.
All right. There was a point to talking about Michelle because Michelle Obama's speech. You obviously didn't watch Michelle Obama's speech.
Well,
that's what I'm going to say.
No,
did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
But,
so how can you talk on it?
But what you're saying, we're talking about Melania plagiarizing, right?
We were talking about Melania plagiarizing. Then I segued into Michelle Obama's DNC speech. So.
Yeah, it's fucked
can
up.
Can you comment on things that you haven't seen?
I comment on Melania. Fucked up.
Thank you for all your
I think it proves I think it just I don't know it just proves how ridiculous
really
this whole
anymore.
Election is right. To be honest,
anyway, we're gonna just keep on going with the day. We're bringing back the old and best segment we've ever had on this show called Things to Stop Doing in 2016.
Oh, I got, you know what, could I start this because I know you didn't write it down, but I got one.
Okay.
If I see another picture that says like when you're hungry, and then it's like a person holding a sandwich, you just take away the when, and just say I'm hungry, with a sandwich. I don't eat, like the when. I don't understand when you're hungry. You're hungry, so you're eating a sandwich. You don't have to say when. Does that make sense? The when.
I don't know, because I kind of think like when times are rough, and then I'm showing like a picture of like
that's
ramen
okay.
Noodles.
That's okay. That I get, but like when you have to go to the bathroom and like. You see their feet in like a porta potty. Like you're going, just say going to the bathroom. Like it doesn't make any sense.
There's like, I get what you're saying. There's certain instances where it's okay.
I get the humor in when times are rough and then you show like a picture of noodles. I get that's funny. But not like when you want to read and then you're holding a book and you're reading a book. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense.
Oh, Jesus. God.
He's mainly just directing this towards a handful of people. So if you know that you do this, stop fucking doing it.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't really know.
Because I've never seen anybody do what you're saying. Like, I don't
see
that.
Oh, I don't know really anybody personally that does it. I'm just saying in general.
He's lying. I'm really another thing to stop doing in 2016, people, this is a PSA. Listen up. Stop eating on Snapchat. Stop doing it. You have 10 seconds. You have a 10-second window to make a video, right? In that 10 seconds, you really need to show yourself taking a big bite and then chewing and then trying to talk at the same time. Is that necessary? Is it? James, I'm talking
to
you.
No.
Nobody's answering me on the other end of this. Like, these people, I'm personally talking about a handful of people that I have on Snapchat that chew and eat on Snapchat every day, every fucking day. There's not a day go by where they're not eating. You can take the snap, whatever you want to say, like, hi, how are you today? Good morning. It goes, you eat. Then you start recording again. You don't have to take a bite in the middle of the snap.
Why would you just stop Snapchatting, everybody? It's annoying.
People don't know how to Snapchat need to stop.
I don't even like that app.
The people who, and another thing is, this is just going to be mainly direct. This is the Snapchat edition. Things stop doing on in 2016. Oh. Stop taking a picture with every single filter and posting it. Like, you take a pic, like a selfie with each filter, and then you have your kids take a picture with each filter, and then you have your dog take a picture with each filter every day, every single day. So your snap is like 35 minutes long because you're taking pictures with all the filters.
You could put a filter on your dog?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, that'd be funny.
But it's just like, if you're not doing something funny or talking or anything, stop. Stop doing it in 2016 and stop doing it in 2017 too, because that's coming up. We're going to have to change the segment. That's it. That's all for that. You still playing Pokemon or no?
No. I played it for 8 seconds and then stopped.
Okay, so I talked shit about Pokemon on the last thing, but I've been playing. I'm on level 7.
All right, I'm about to tear Pokemon Go down, but keep going.
Okay. The only thing I see bad about this game is that, we talked about this last time, I'm lazy. I don't want to walk around. I don't want to get up to play a video game.
Oh, God, you're not going to really say this, are you?
What's wrong with you, James? Get your attitude. I'm not kidding. You're really annoying me.
Because you could just play the old Pokemon.
Where's it at? Where? Should I go buy a Game Boy and buy a new fucking Pokemon game?
I have it. Like,
where's
I have
it at?
Three
Where
of
the
them.
Fuck is it at then? Give it to me.
You want
to
play the old Pokemon?
I'd rather. That's what I was getting at, but you want to fucking interrupt me.
Why is she screaming?
Yo, I'm so fucking mad because he wants to talk. I'm talking.
I just want
to
go home.
I want you to go home. Okay. What I was getting at was, it's a Pokemon Go game. It's not for me. I'm still playing, but I'm playing while I'm driving. And I'm playing while I'm moving in places where I have to move. I'm not really, like, going out to play this game. But what you should be able to do in this game is be able to train your Pokemon against your other ones to make them stronger and evolve. You can't do that in this game. Your Pokemon just sit there in the Pokédex while you're sitting down on your ass. When I could be fighting them and making them evolve. The fuck? I'm a Pokemon trainer, not a fucking Pokemon walker. Makes no fucking sense. Whoever made this game never played Pokemon a day in their life. That's all I know. Or they never watched a goddamn show. Well, the motherfuckers were walking around a lot, catching Pokemon. But I don't know. I think it's fucking stupid. What I would rather do is get my Pokemon color. Fucking, I had Pokemon Blue in my yellow Game Boy Color. I'd rather play that shit. That's what I was getting at. But he wanted to interrupt me. So go ahead, shut Pokemon Go down. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Fucking piece of shit.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
Man, he really pisses me off. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a video of a comparison between jails in Norway and then jails in the U.S.
No.
And the jails in Norway were, like, little apartments, like, they were nice, and, like, these prisoners were being more rehabilitated than in the U.S., where they're being, like, treated like animals and whatever. Okay, so I got one thing about that. I don't know about these Norway motherfuckers and criminals over there, but I doubt that they're savagely murdering and raping people and selling drugs on the street like these criminals here that don't deserve to be treated like humane. But if Norway has got a problem with our prisons, they should go look at the prisons in fucking like Guatemala and them other countries that they just fucking throw these people in one big box and leave them there shitting and pissing on each other.
Well, what prison? Well, it depends what prison they compared it to, because New York, upstate New York, has prisons that are extremely cushy as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing. It depends, because I'm sure Norway also has some really rough prisons in really poor areas.
What they were saying and what they were claiming was that their prison systems are more for...
Well, I agree with
rehabilitation
that.
Rehabilitation than for our prisons, which are just punishment.
Well, that's a huge problem in America, is putting people in prison for, you know, small drug crimes when... That's who's overpopulating the prison. People that sold a dime bag on the corner, like, that's a huge problem. The war on drugs is a huge problem. So I don't disagree with that. Rapists, murderers, people that steal, throw them in prison. But do you really gotta throw a guy in prison for selling dime bags? Or
that
even
goes back to the justice system, though. They shouldn't be convicted of
or even being addicted to drugs shouldn't necessarily be put in prison. Should be sent to have help. That's a mental condition. So yeah, I get where they're coming from.
I just feel like
I have a huge problem with people throwing people in prison for not paying their taxes. To be honest,
get that out of your mouth, please.
You're very aggressive today.
If you want to know what he just had in his mouth, he had a fucking plug in his mouth that you like plug your phone into, like you plug your USB into the wall part. Yeah, he had the wall part, electric metal part in his mouth. So. That's that. I have two children, if you didn't know. God, man, I'm really pissed at you. But I got a new segment, so I'm all right. And it's called I Just Think It's Funny How. And it's going to start every week. I got to think of one every week now. But it's going to start like, I just think it's funny how cars, like new cars, like a 2016 car, is so fucking quiet. And then you hear like, my car coming down the street, and it's like, tong.
Wait, so you just think it's funny how technology has evolved?
You
don't think that's gonna happen?
I just think it's funny how like these two cars could be on the road together, and one you don't even hear coming down the street, and the other one wakes you up in the middle of the night because the fucking brakes are clanking and
scraping. I don't know if I think that's funny.
I think it's hilarious.
I think that's just reality.
I was pulling up to a light. This is how I thought of it. I was pulling up to a red light, and my brakes are fucked up, so it was like, and this car was braking behind me, and I didn't even hear it. Like, I was thinking, like, what if I just automatically put my car in reverse and just backed up, and I didn't hear that car coming? I would have fucked their life up because their car was so quiet.
I don't know. I think
I don't think I would just
start. You sound very silly right now.
That's why I just think it's funny.
Like, have you ever heard, like, a 1967 Corvette? Like, it's very loud. And then you go into like a 2016 Mercedes, and yes, it's very quiet.
I just thought
it's like a 40-year span in technology.
Obviously, it's funny because you're laughing. I just think it's funny. But
can't believe you brought this up.
I think it's really funny.
Holy shit! I mean,
my car is not like it's old. It's more than 10 years old. It's like 15 years old.
I don't know, what year is your car?
01.
So let's do the math. 9.
It's 15 years old.
Hold on. Let me figure it out. You have a 1. You add the 9. So now we're at 2000. So you got to keep that 9 in the bank. So now I want to get to 2000.
Where'd you get the 9 from?
91 to 2000. That's 9.
Where are you counting from?
You just said your car was 91.
I said it's 2001.
Okay. Okay, so rewind it then. Take the 9 out of the bank. But we're going to put the 9 back in the bank.
Where are you getting a 9 from?
Could you let me do it? So I got 2001. I go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 9. Put the 9 in the bank. I'm at 2010.
There we go.
Now I add 6 to that 9. 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15. Let's go.
15 years old.
Here we go. Anyway, we're going to close this out with the birthday shout-outs. You can leave because you don't know any of these people as usual. You don't know anybody.
I just think people should stop taking their birthday so seriously.
Ugh. He's mad. He's mad because every year my friend has a birthday celebration.
That lasts three fucking
two
days.
It's 2 days. It's a 2 day weekend event. Happens every year. It's happened every year for like 4 years now.
It doesn't say.
I don't know why.
It doesn't say birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthdays.
I agree with you on that. I don't celebrate my birthday for a month or a week or anything.
You've done like a 2 day.
Let's not get into my birthday. Yo.
Like I go to work on my birthday. Anyway, I don't tell anybody.
I'd like to take this time to give the shout out of the year to the most annual turn up of the year to Freyla Alejandra Tarera. Annual birthday turn up was lit this year. We had so much fun. Rhode Island was not what I expected it to be, but it was awesome anyway. Happy birthday. Love you. It was so much fun as usual.
It's juice.
Up until next year. Hey, 365 days until next year. Hey.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Her birthday was when?
Her birthday's today.
Okay.
Her birthday's today, August 1st.
So 364.
Leo season. What up? All right, anyway. So now I'm going to get into the rest of the birthday shout-outs.
I just drank this juice. It hurt my cheeks.
Anyway. So we're going to start with my cousin Adam. His birthday is July 3rd. Happy birthday, Adam. You met him with the curly hair.
Yep.
They're getting married next year. Him and his girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have that wedding to go to. I got Marfa. We used to work together at Sephora. She don't work there no more, but Marfa, I miss you.
Why are you speaking like this?
I call her Marfa.
Yeah, I know, but just
speak like July 5th, happy birthday.
After you made the car come
then
on, you should speak
Braniff
a little more.
And my mom, they have the same birthday, July 6th. Happy birthday, mommy. Happy birthday, Braniff. You're on a mommy, too.
Well, we're going back to July.
Now we got July 7th is Ronnie from LIU. He lives in Atlanta now. He's always turning up. Adam on Snapchat. I don't know his name. I'll post it later. Holla. Ronnie. You're not being excited with me.
Oh, I'm not at all
happy
excited
birthday.
About birthdays.
Then we got Carlos from the Empire. He used to be my boo. My work boo. Just kidding. I'm trying to make you mad, but you have no feelings. July 13th, Carlos, happy birthday. Then I got my boo from high school, Matt Bono. Yo, we were one of the only two black people that went to Clarkstown North. Happy birthday, July 14th. It's Matt Bono's birthday. Then we got Melanie. That was my boo in high school. I got a lot of boos, if you don't know. Like, everybody's my boo. July 16th, happy birthday. Then I got Rich from Delhi. That was my Delhi boo. July 17th, happy birthday. He don't care. He doesn't care about all my boos. Then my sister's birthday was July 20th. Happy birthday. And it was Connie's birthday. You know Connie?
Yeah.
We went to Delhi with Connie.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my boo too.
I used to.
Then I got Huge from the Empire. You know Huge.
Huge?
Huge.
H-U-G-E?
No. Huge. Eugene.
Oh.
July 23rd. Happy birthday. Then Hose B's birthday was July 23rd. Hose B's getting married next month to Megan. And that shit's going to be lit. And we got, who else? What does this say? Gina Engels. I went to high school with her. Happy birthday. She sells little jewelry with bugs in it, like squished like butterflies and stuff.
That's gross.
It's so cool.
Actually, you know what? I did buy one for my mom, a butterfly wing.
Yeah, she makes that. Gina.
That's actually
happy birthday,
cool.
Gina. Then Melissa Krause, July 26th. Happy birthday. And last but not least, Sydney. Happy birthday. July 30th.
Congratulations, you're all closer to death.
Wow. He really just went there. Enjoy your days will have passed, but and I hope you enjoyed your days and future days. You're not going to die. James, stop telling people they're going to die.
I mean, you're going to die eventually.
No, they're not.
What does that mean?
They can live forever if they want to live forever.
How?
I don't know. They'll probably think of something by the time
just
they're old
just accept you're all going to die one day, but it's okay.
Are you okay with the fact you're going to die?
Yeah, I'm very okay with that. I've accepted that.
I'm not okay with that. You better find out the potion that makes you live forever, because I need to die before you.
I'll probably die before you.
Yeah, because you smoke.
I don't smoke.
I'll probably die before you because I live on McDonald's.
That's true. You do eat really bad. I eat healthy, at least.
My acid reflux is not cute.
None of that is cute at all.
What's not cute at all? Me?
Like, yeah, you acid reflux.
I gotta go. We'll see you. I don't even know when we'll see you. Probably not next week. I don't know. I'm gonna fucking kill this guy.
Yeah, it's really true. Next week.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you subscribe and like and review us on iTunes. Hello.
Bye.